From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Tens of thousands of Yemenis gathered in the rebel-controlled capital Sana'a Sunday, marking the second anniversary of the intervention of a Saudi-led coalition on the side of government forces against Houthi rebels. One of those present, Saeed al-Hidari, said our will and resistance is more powerful than Saudi rockets, planes, and weapons. The conflict has left an estimated 10,000 dead, displaced millions more. Middle East Institute analyst Zubair Iqbal said it's a struggle between Saudi Arabia and Iran.
Yemen was being used as a playground or a battleground, whatever you want to call it, for the hegemonic control over the Middle East between Iran and Saudi Arabia. It had turned into more of a religious factional war than anything else.
The Shia Houthis are backed by forces loyal to former President Ali Abdullah Saleh against the internationally recognized government of President Abrabu Mansur Hadi. The Houthis remain entrenched in most of northern Yemen. Several rounds of UN-mediated talks have failed to produce agreement. Rwanda's President Paul Kagame Sunday hailed his country's friendship with Israel in an address to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee Policy Conference here in Washington.
For Rwanda and many other countries in Africa, engaging productively with Israel has opened new horizons. We look forward to doing even more together.
Mr. Kagame, the first African head of state ever to address the pro-Israel forum that brings together thousands of activists, experts, and elected officials. This is VOA News.